The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After leaving the mountain, Jesus and his disciples made their way through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know, because he was instructing his disciples. He was telling them, "The Son of Man will be delivered into the hands of men. They will put him to death, and 3 days after he has been put to death, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he said and were afraid to ask him. They came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" They said nothing, because they had been arguing which of them was the greatest. So he sat down, called the 12 to him, said, "If anyone wants to be first, he must make himself last of all and servant of all." He then took a little child, set him in front of them, put his arms round him and said to them, "Anyone who welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. So it's nice to hear the little sounds of little children. And it may not be that often that a child can change hearts and minds. But I do know that those of you with children and grandchildren, they certainly change your life. But recently, when that dead 3-year-old child was plucked from the sea and held up for us all to look at on our news, that stirred everyone to think and to reflect and to react to the refugee crisis. And just as an aside, I have put some leaflets about that Cafford have produced, a little booklet for you about responding to the refugee crisis, but also a bit about it as well, because as you know, it's very complex, it's very difficult, and it needs a lot of prayer, but many other things as well. But what it's really all about, and what already we've heard about, very human situations. 2 human incidents come from the Gospels today. We all know of moments when we're maybe together talking about someone and suddenly they appear. Speak of the devil, we say. Or it often causes us embarrassment or confusion, or conversation comes to an abrupt end. And so it was for the disciples, talking among themselves, obviously knowing they were in the wrong, because the minute that Jesus said, "What were you talking about on the road?" Stony silence. They knew they were wrong. Maybe that's the first thing, a reminder that we know too when we're wrong. We're sinners, we're in need of God's mercy and forgiveness. We all need lessons and reminders of humility. Our servant king is the servant king that we follow and adore. And that's why it's a reminder that for the Christian, everything we do, every choice we make, is guided by the light and wisdom of Christ. I said to you that last week, we have no choice in the way that people say we want choice. No, we choose the Lord, and it's his way that we follow. So that's the first thing. But Jesus then goes on to say, if you want to be great, you need to become the least, the servant of all. Since the Children Act in our own country, children are very important. Those of you that have them know that only too well. I hope you do. I'm sure you're aware of it. And as I often say to children, are lovely, except when they're not. Aren't they? They're lovely when they're peaceful and quiet, not when they're not. But that is life. But in ancient cultures, children were the least important of people. People had children to serve them and to provide financial security if they lived into their elder years. And they had many children because mortality rate for under 16-year-olds was around 50%. Childhood was a precarious time in the ancient world. And we know even today that can still be true in many places in the world. And we're seeing many children very vulnerable as they're coming along in the refugee crisis. And so Jesus, as ever, challenges his followers, insists that loving, protective concern for children is a key pillar in his program. But what he's really saying is that perceived notions of hierarchy and power are reversed. So the first becomes last, and the last first. A challenge to the disciples and to all followers of Jesus. Those of the lowest rank, those devoid of status, power, and rights, are his greatest concern. Often think at baptism, often the babies may be only a few weeks old or a few months old, and you realize how totally vulnerable, how totally dependent they are on someone else, on us. And so Jesus puts his hand around them very protectively, and there's a challenge. Those of the lowest rank, devoid of status, devoid of power, devoid, in a sense, of rights, a great concern. And he's saying, those that are powerful should use their power to help the powerless. And what you're seeing, you see, with the crisis, is the powerful that are waging the wars, because it's always people in power that are waging the wars, drive the powerless away. But we know in our own families and our friends, I see enough of our children to know any too well. They're lovely, and then they fall out, of course, over their toys, or they snatch from each other what's theirs, or what they think theirs, or what they want. We all know that. That's part of children. James picks all that up. Very real. What causes these wars within you? Well, when it's a nation that goes to wars, it's because you've got something else. And when it's children fighting and squabbling over their toys, it's not that different. Except the implications, of course, when it's a nation at war is a different matter. But it's equally the same. All these things come together in our gospel and in our readings today. But they're there that Jesus is saying, if you're following me, it's to be like me. And if we are like the humble servant of God, then we welcome not him, but God himself.